I'm Sarah Turney.
And I'm Courtney Nicole.
We're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, The Final Hours.
Crime has impacted both of our families, teaching us how the last conversations, the missed red flags, can change everything.
On The Final Hours, we examine the moments before a disappearance and the questions that never got answered. A podcast that puts the moments before a disappearance under a microscope.
Listen to and follow The Final Hours, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Homewood Casino Resort, the player's place.
It is our pleasure to welcome back to Ben and Woods. It's been a few years to our David P. Shapiro fan hotline. Coach O, Ed Orgeron, is back with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Coach, how have you been?
Man, I've been great, guys. Hey, I'm back in Louisiana. I'm in my garage. I'm getting a good garage pump, you know. Hey, I'm in the middle of a workout. I'm getting to talk to my boys from San Diego. Hey, what a great day, man. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. Happy holiday season to you. Obviously, LSU is back in the news, as they have been for a while, Coach O. But I wanted to ask you this, man. They're, you know, with the new hire of Lane Kiffin, the firing of Brian Kelly, you know, nobody's been able to win at LSU since Coach O. What makes that job so difficult for a new head coach?
You know, first of all, the expectations are very high, right? And you're in the SEC, you got to beat Alabama. I mean, that ain't no secret there. You know what I'm saying? And that has been the benchmark. And you got to get the great players to come here. But I think the thing with LSU that turned us around, we recruited the great players in the state of Louisiana. You know, we got Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson, Clyde and Patrick and all those first rounders. But we're able to get Joe. And we're able to get Joe and run the offense that we needed to score enough points to beat the Alabamas and to beat the Georgias and to beat the Clemsons. I think Joe made the difference of putting all the pieces together.
I know Coach Kiffin sought out the advice of coaches like yourself and Nick Saban and Pete Carroll as he was trying to make his decision between Ole Miss and LSU. We debated, every show in America kind of debated that decision. To me, it feels like, yeah, he has a good thing going at Ole Miss. You know, LSU just adds maybe, you know, money, but also pressure and headaches. You know, how would you go about a decision like that? And what did you say to him?
Yeah, well, here's what I told him. You know what's best. You've earned his choice. You know, he's done a lot of things in his personal life. Man, he's clear-minded. He's directed. He knows what he's doing. He's built an empire at Ole Miss, which is hard to do. But LSU is the next step. And nothing against Ole Miss, is a good place, but LSU is the upper tier in all the country. And you know, think about this now. Recruiting the state of Louisiana and all the great players that come to Louisiana, and then you got Houston, you got Dallas, and you can recruit nationally. I think this was a good next step for Lane, to where you can come and win many national championships, but the pressure's on, you got to do it.
And, you know, we're talking to Coach Ed Orgeron here on Ben and Woods this morning. And, you know, the resources, too, had to play a huge part in it. And I wondered, you know, how coaches like yourself feel back in the day when, you know, there was not the ability to have money like that to go out and spend on a roster. He will have that opportunity, Coach O. How would that change it for you, having, you know, $25 million to go out and spend on your roster?
Well, you know, back then, that wasn't legal, so I can't talk about that.
Exactly.
I can't tell you how much we had.
Zero.
We know.
You had to build it from scratch, right, Coach?
Hey, now this is just a joke, okay? Just a joke.
Yeah.
You know, they asked me to say, Coach, well, how are you going to deal with the NIL? You know, you went out. When you were out of coaching, there was no NIL. I said, hey, it's easy. Back then, we had to walk through the cash. We had to walk through the back door with the cash. Now we can walk through the front door.
So our suspicions have been... Go ahead.
Hey, just a joke.
Just a joke.
Just a joke.
It was just a joke.
You're on the right show. This is where we often say things that we don't mean.
What's your thought, Coach, on the 12-team college football playoff? They keep tweaking it. We keep hearing, you know, maybe it's going to get bigger. I kind of like where it is right now. Yeah, someone might get left out. Miami might get left out. You can make the argument that Texas, Vanderbilt should have been in, but you do have to cut it off somewhere. There's always going to be a line, and someone's going to be disappointed if they're at the other side of that line.
Fine. I'm going to give you a hard line on that answer, okay? We had to beat Alabama. We had to win the SEC championship. That was the first thing, okay? And then you have to be, frankly, undefeated or maybe have one loss to get in the playoffs with four teams, okay? That was elite. I believe that you have to earn the right to play for the national championship. Now, stop with it. The 12 teams have watered down the ability to get into the – it's like a tournament now. And, you know, the guys that got three losses and are clamoring to get in the playoffs to win a championship, I really don't get that. You know what I mean? I just don't get it. I think y'all shut them out and go to the weight room and get better. That's my own opinion, okay? But I do believe that, you know, if you look at Miami and Notre Dame, Miami beat Notre Dame head-to-head.
Yep. I'm a Notre Dame fan, Miami, and I, trust me, I'm real nervous for Sunday.
And look, let me say this. I'm friends with Marcus Freeman. I've been there, and I think he's doing a tremendous job. And look, I think Jeremiah Love's going to win the Heisman. And look, I like watching them play. But, you know, it don't matter if it's Team A against Team B. Team A beat Team B head-to-head. They got the same record. They should be ahead of them. But, you know, that's very controversial. So I just think that the playoffs are watered down. I think that, you know, just because you win your conference and your G5 school, whatever they call that, are they better than the teams that are 10-2? I don't know that. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of controversy there.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
There is, and I, as a Notre Dame fan, I kind of agree with that sentiment. I do, and it's as much as it's going to be a hard pill to swallow, because I actually think Notre Dame could win a couple games in once they get into the watered down playoffs. But if they don't get in, I have to take that medicine of like, well, should have handled business, you know, and that's kind of the attitude.
See, now,
that I have.
I disagree a little bit. I'll push back, Coach, because I think teams should be able to evolve and get better. And a team that loses a game or even too early shouldn't be a death knell. If you keep getting better and keep playing well at the end of the season, I like that there's a path to get in. Ohio State won it last year. They wouldn't have been in the playoff at all had that not been 12 teams. And I think they were the best team at the end
Coach,
of the season.
He's defending Notre Dame, which has never happened. It's never happened on this program.
I know, but
it has never happened. This is a banner day.
You've got to agree, Coach. The team that's the best in September is not always the team that's the best at the end of December. And I want to reward the team that's the best, that got better as the season went on, because that's what it's all about.
Yeah. And you have a point. And look, I agree with you. Look, you can either way on all this stuff.
Yeah.
But you know what? You know what? Because I think Notre Dame is a darn good football team. You know what I mean? And Ohio State is a great example last year. So you can argue the point, and nobody's ever going to be right. But look, guys, when was there not a controversial national championship? I mean, you remember when it was split, AP and UPI?
Oh, yeah.
You remember when in 2003, we shared a championship with LSU? LSU down there, they still don't honor the co-championship that we had with them. So there's always been an argument. You know what I mean? It's never been a clean shot.
Never.
And it's always going to be that way.
Yeah. I think
Unless you go totally to the NFL method. If you go to the NFL method, then there's a clean shot.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough, and it certainly breeds a lot of commentary and infighting and fighting online, and it's pretty crazy. But I wanted to ask you. So I saw something on Reddit, and it was basically, and I thought you'd be the man to confirm this. Did I read correctly? You actually you got the itch. Now it's been a few years. You got the itch to get back on the sideline in some capacity. Is that true?
Yeah, you know, and I have. I've talked to some schools. Nothing has come. I was living in Miami, 37th floor, overlooking the ocean. It was great, guys. I'd go to South Beach every day. I jog the Strand every day, 4.2 miles. I kept my head on a swivel, enjoyed all the sights. It was a great time. But I moved back to Louisiana. I'm in Baton Rouge. And I've been looking at some jobs. Nobody has offered me a job, head job or D-line job yet. So I'm just going to wait around and see if something comes up that I like, I'm going to take. If not, I don't have to. You know, so I'm in a good spot.
All right, before you go, Coach, holidays coming up. What's Coach O's perfect Christmas Day feast?
Oh, yeah.
What's on your table for the perfect Christmas? Because
I
know in Louisiana, there's nothing but good food everywhere you look.
Yeah. First of all, when I used to, you know, Christmas Eve, we used to go out a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I come in, my mom would have a little bit of oyster dressing for me on the stove. Okay? Now, you know, you have dressing, but we put oysters in it. It's very rich. Then, we'll cook a turkey, we'll cook a ham, but you got to have oyster dressing in there and chicken and sausage gumbo with eggs in it, and then you have potato salad. And then you got to take your potato salad and put it in the gumbo.
Oh.
So you got a plate of gumbo with potato salad in it, all right? And you got a big plate of oyster dressing, turkey, ham, sweet potatoes, and pecan pie. How about that?
Good. It's perfect, man. That's absolutely perfect. It's the exact answer we were looking for, Coach.
Hey, you guys are the best, man.
Thank you so much.
Everybody in Southern California, IA, hello, man. We had a good time when I was at USC, and I got a lot of great friends down there. And you guys are wonderful, man.
Thank you so much, Coach O. We really appreciate your time and your energy. And we've been looking forward to this, man. It was a pleasure and an honor to get to talk to you, sir. Get back to your workout and don't hurt yourself.
Hey, look. I used to bet to put three plates on that bench anytime, you know what I'm saying, on each side. You know, that's 315.
Dang.
But, and you get 64. I don't know. Maybe two plates now. Maybe not three. You know what I'm saying?
I just got two plates up for the first time this year, Coach, at 50. And I did it once, and I was like, all right, that's enough for me. I'm good.
There you go. I did that when I was 6 years old.
Yeah. All right. This country's strong. We get it.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Hey, you guys take care of yourself. Okay?
Thanks, Coach.
There he is, Coach Ed Orgeron.
Why can't we do a weekly with him?
That was amazing. Thank you for finding Coach O for us.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.